Marjorie Cheadle made an impressive sweeping entrance, immediately commanding attention from all present. She was a striking woman in her 50s, and clearly used to being taken seriously, and in charge of everything. She deigned to lightly shake Simon's hand, and then took her place, her rightful place, as she obviously assumed it to be, at the head of the table, next to Ian. From there she looked around the assembly, and clearly noted two latecomers.
"Ian, are we waiting for Dobson and Green, or have they sent apologies?"
"No, neither of them. But it's only just two, so I suggest we wait a little," Ian responded, looking slightly awkward.
"It's typical of Tom to keep us waiting. He seems to think that just because he's got money, that we all hang on his time, and not our own," she said petulantly.
"So you have another engagement?" Simon asked.
"No, but it's a matter of politeness," Mrs. Cheadle responded.
She was very much the lady of the manor, or, in this case, the Grange, Simon reflected. Tom Green arrived, looking at his watch whilst finishing a call on his mobile.
"Sorry, everybody, in the middle of a transaction which the lawyers keep calling about," he announced by way of apology.
"That's okay," Ian smiled. "You aren't the last. Professor Dobson still hasn't arrived."
Without waiting to be introduced, Tom strode across and shook Simon's hand warmly.
"You must be Simon. Thanks for coming to our rescue."
"Thanks for the opportunity," Simon murmured. He was conscious that Ian was getting everyone into their seats, whilst asking Grace if the professor had sent his apologies.
"Not to my knowledge," Grace answered.
"Do you want me to check with Angie?"
No, don't worry. We'll start without him. Perhaps his legs are worse today."
"He should come down off his high horse and accept a lift from me," Tom observed.
Simon thought that this was kindly said, rather than rudely.